And welcome back to Rosie on the House, where it's our goal to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Friends don't let friends use other referral networks. That's all I've got to say about that, right? So if you're not familiar with our website, you need to get familiar with it. It's rosieonthehouse.com. We're celebrating 29 years of showing up Saturday mornings, taking phone calls. We've got Rob on hold right now. We've got open lines if you'd like to jump on, 1-888-767-4348. And we take your questions and try and answer them to the best of our ability. At the website, we have all of those questions that we've been asked over the last 30 years posted with the answers. So rosieonthehouse.com is like an encyclopedia for home ownership in the great state of Arizona. And then if it's a project you don't want to do yourself, like KC called from, or was it KC? SK.
SK
called from Tucson about eliminating a pocket door. It wasn't anything she wanted to do herself, but she wanted to know what the process looked like and who could do it for her. Well, we have a referral directory in our website, so you can find screened contractors in your neighborhood. It's the only locally owned referral network that's statewide powerful and neighborhood focused. And it's the only referral network that's got teeth in its complaint resolution policy.
And we answer the phone. Call and talk to one of us, and we can help direct you and help you figure out what you do need.
Voted by Arizona homeowners as the number one favorite contractor referral service of all.
We've had that since before.
For 9 years in a row.
Since before there was referral networks. You've been doing that. Yep. But also, you know, we still write our weekly article, put a lot of time and thought into that and a lot of research. And you can find that at our website, rosieonthehouse.com, under blog each week. Or you can sign up at info@rosieonthehouse.com to get the weekly article delivered to your email box.
We write articles for newspapers all across the state, Casa Grande Dispatch, the Green Valley News, and the Arizona Daily Star down in Tucson. So we're here for free to give you, the Arizona homeowners, the information you need to make your home a castle. Like Rob in Scottsdale calling right now with a particular project he wants to visit on. Let's see if we can help Rob a little bit. Good morning, Rob.
Hello.
Hey, man.
How are you doing?
Super fantabulous.
Cool. I want to paint my cabinets, and I can't seem to get a consensus on like an oil-based door and trim paint or like Valspar enamel. And do I have to spray? Can I use a roller? That kind of thing.
Now, Rob, if you paint those cabinets with a roller, everybody that walks in that house is going to laugh you right into the backyard, buddy. You never, ever paint cabinets with a roller. Now, tell me, what vintage are these cabinets?
2004.
So are they like a square raised panel oak wood?
I believe it's not oak, but yes, it's a raised panel.
Okay. And are they stained right now, or are they painted right now?
They're stained.
Okay. And you want to go to a solid body paint color?
Correct.
Okay. Well, the process I would go is I would take one of the doors off, and you're in Scottsdale. I'd run up to Greenway Hayden Loop. I'd walk right into the PPG paint store, and I'd say, I want to take this door and give it a color. They're going to do a quick little analysis of what's on there. It's probably a stain with a urethane or a lacquer finish. They're going to tell you how that door needs to be prepped to properly receive the paint. I would tell you that depending on the size of the project, if you're just doing, are you doing a kitchen or are you doing a bathroom or are you doing the whole house?
I'm doing like a kitchen. It's a bar area, but it's about the equivalent size of a full kitchen.
And do you like to tackle things around the house on a regular basis? When the house needs painting, do you paint it?
Yeah, and to be honest, I just had somebody do the cabinets in the kitchen, and I'm not real impressed with the work, so I figured I'd want to learn a little bit more about what he probably didn't do well and just do it myself for the rest of the house.
Okay. Well, the way I would do what the guys at PPG will be able to talk you through it, okay? And they'll be able to set you up with the right tools. And it's going to be a brush. You're going to brush it on. If you like painting and you have some other projects you want to try and tackle, like painting back patio furniture or the wrought iron fence around the swimming pool or anything like that, you can actually get over to Rockler Tools on Thunderbird, just west of Tatum. And they've got a little what we call pot sprayer, where you actually pour the paint into a pot that's connected to a low-volume air compressor. It's a low-volume, low-pressure, high-volume. It's very easy to control. That's the right way to paint a cabinet, is with some kind of spray equipment, okay? But that'll cost you about $300 or $400. But it'll be a tool you can add to your tool chest forever, and it's a handy thing to have. But you're going to need to prep that varnish or that urethane somehow, some way, either by stripping it or roughing it up, liquid sandpaper, dry sandpaper, strip it. Now you've got it back down to the stain. They're going to tell you which paint is going to be most compatible with sticking to whatever that particular product is. You lay the doors are going to be easy. You lay them flat and you brush them with a good brush. Good paint and a good brush won't leave any strokes. It'll all flow out, and you won't be able to tell if it was painted or sprayed. It gets a little bit harder on the vertical surfaces, but with a good product and a good brush, you'll be able to accomplish it. Once that's all done, then you may or may not want to top coat it with a clear or a matte finish, but they can line you up with all the right products. But
okay,
I
haven't heard of them before, so I'll definitely head over there.
Can be kind of a messy project, but you can get her done. Make sure you work in a well ventilated room. Rob, we appreciate the call. Good luck on the project. That can be tough, but I'll tell you one thing, Rob. What you can do when you're upgrading or updating those cabinets and the finish, you can also think about changing out all the hinges and changing out all the drawer guides. To be now, when we install cabinets anymore, the doors and the drawers all operate on soft close hinges and drawer guides. So if you really want to update those cabinets well, after you get them repainted, think about getting the soft close hinges and the soft close drawer slides, and you'll be totally and completely updated. Now, if you want to Rosy certify the cabinets, then what you have to do is in every wet area, we do this under every wet cabinet we install, wherever there's a sink, we actually install a waterproof floor in that cabinet. You've all seen that bathroom cabinet that was leaking for months before you ever realized it was leaking. And the only way you ever noticed it was the floor of the cabinet got so wet and so swollen. You know, the paper towels that you were keeping there or the toilet paper you were keeping there got wet, and you realize, oh, where's all this water coming from? And the cabinet is basically ruined, and you have to cut the floor out with your little jigsaw, and you have to get in there, and it's a real major pain in the neck recreating that floor. So we fixed it. You can actually order solid pieces of cabinet decking material that actually are slightly sloped from the back forward, and should you ever spring a leak in your supply flexes or on your hose connections or on your faucet connections, the water makes its way to the front of the cabinet and drips on the floor, and you see it before it causes a problem. So those are the tips for making good an old cabinet to better than new.
I have one more.
Well, you do?
I do. In Chicago last week, I got to see a lot of the RevaShelf products,
yep,
which you can find online, but they are just great. The things that you can do inside your drawer to organize, the things that you can do in the corners for these lazy Susans, a whole different approach to pulling out the shelf. Shelves that are up high have a little mechanism where you can pull it down and reach it without having to get the step stool, which I would love because I'm short. So anyway, that's another thing to look at is any of the Brevishelf products to kind of update and make them easier to use.
There you go. And then you've managed to save the cabinets without having to rip them all out.
Yeah. And you got spaces you can use. How much wasted space do you have in your cabinets? A lot.
And we tell people all the time that they're thinking about doing this. Are my cabinets good enough to resurface and or repaint or refinish? And it really is a question of getting down there on your hands and knees and looking to see, was there ever a water leak in here that deteriorated the quality of the cabinets or the integrity of the cabinets itself? And are the boxes in good enough shape to be worthy of refinishing or resurfacing? So take a look at all that, and if the boxes are good, I mean, you can even order new doors completely and change the whole look.
Even just updating with new hardware.
And
if you're suffering with any kind of disability in your hands, there's all kinds of ways you can make those drawers easier to open and close.
Hey, in between callers here, let me sneak in a couple public service announcements that I want to get out right now. Those of you know, we love Arizona. We love the outdoors. If you like the outdoors and you'd like to volunteer for a project that would possibly give you the opportunity to see a lot of great wildlife, get in touch with Game and Fish because they are looking for volunteers for August 12th in the Flagstaff area. You're actually going to help enhance an area and make it antelope pronghorn friendly. You're going to be doing some fencing work. You're going to be doing this with the Game and Fish personnel as well as the Arizona Antelope Foundation. You get up there and they're going to provide you dinner the night before and the night of. They're going to give you continental breakfast the morning of. You bring your lunch, and you'll be able to work right alongside people that know this animal well and possibly have a great opportunity to get out and spot one of the most majestic wild game animals we have in the great state of Arizona, the pronghorn, the antelope. It's absolutely gorgeous. You can get a hold of the guys at Fish and Game, or you can contact them at info@azantelope.org and take a look at volunteering. It's a great opportunity. I've got a dinner coming up, and I'm going to be emceeing it, and it's the Arizona Conservationists to be honored by being inducted into the 2017 Outdoor Hall of Fame Banquet. That's for the Wildlife for Tomorrow organization. I'll come back in a little while and we'll talk about how you might want to grab tickets for that. But a very, very good close friend of mine will be inducted, and they've asked me to MC the event, and I'm happy to do it. So we'll talk about that in just a bit.